Velkommen til Impact Churches podcast. Vi håber, du bliver inspireret af dette budskab.
Wow, it's really great to be here again.
Det er godt at være her igen.
I'm a friend of this house.
Jeg er ven her af huset.
And I trust that what I'm sharing with you today is not from the position of being a guest or a guest speaker.
Og jeg stoler på, at det, jeg skal dele med jer i dag, det er ikke fra en position af at være gæst eller gæstetaler.
But actually someone who has a heart for you.
Men en, som har et hjerte for jer.
I pray for you regularly.
Jeg beder for jer regelmæssigt.
I am a friend of this family of this church.
Jeg er ven af den her kirkefamilie.
I wanted to remind you of something that the Lord said to me just in preparation for this morning.
Jeg ønsker bare at minde jer om noget, som Gud han talte til mig i det, jeg forberedte mig her til morgen.
So often we think what we have is maybe a little less than what we need to meet the need of our community.
Ofte tænker vi, at det vi har, det er mindre end det vi har brug for at kunne møde de behov der er i vores samfund.
I felt the Lord say to me for you this morning when I was praying for you.
Og jeg oplevede, at Herren sagde til mig her til morgen til jer i det jeg forberedte mig.
Impact Church.
Impact Church.
What you have is enough.
Hvad I har er nok.
What you have is enough.
Hvad I har er nok.
It's enough power, enough life.
Nok kraft, nok liv.
Enough presence.
Nok nærvær.
Enough people.
Nok mennesker.
So we think it's not enough.
Så det er nok.
We think it's not enough.
Vi tænker det er ikke nok.
But the Lord is saying to you, it is enough.
Men Herren siger det er nok.
All you need to do is take the little you have.
Alt du skal gøre det er at tage det lille du har.
Your fish and your loaves.
Dit fisk og dit brød.
And put it in His hands.
Og læg det i hans hænder.
And it's always enough.
Og det er altid nok.
He breaks it out over the city.
Han bryder det ud over byen.
He uses it out of your life.
Han bruger det ud af dit liv.
What is not possible in your hands.
Hvad der ikke er muligt i dine hænder.
Is always possible in His hands.
Er altid muligt i hans hænder.
So put it in His hands.
Så læg det i hans hænder.
There's a relaxedness about putting in His hands.
Der er en afslappethed ved at lægge det
we
i hans hænder.
We don't have to strive so hard.
Vi skal ikke stræbe så meget.
For our own personal lives,
i vores egen personlige liv,
as well as the life of the church,
såvel som i kirkens liv.
I just felt to remind you of that this morning.
Jeg følte bare, jeg skulle minde jer om det her til morgen.
Now, we have known each other for a while.
Vi har kendt hinanden et stykke tid.
Some of you are new.
Nogle af jer er nye.
Many of you I know from quite a long time ago.
Mange af jer kender jeg fra for lang tid tilbage.
And so I'm taking a little bit of a risk this morning.
Så jeg tager lidt en chance her til morgen.
That we know each other very well.
Om at vi kender hinanden meget godt.
It's an assumption I make.
Det er en formodning jeg tager.
And I want you to be very gracious to me.
Og jeg ønsker I er noget I over for mig.
If you say to me, Peter, I don't know you well enough for you to say that.
Hvis du siger til mig, Peter, du kender mig ikke godt nok til at kunne sige det her.
I'm assuming that we are close enough together.
Jeg går ud fra, at vi er tætte nok.
That I don't just need to come here and give you some kind of prophetic encouragement.
At jeg ikke bare skal komme her og give jer en profetisk opmuntring.
But actually come apostolically.
Men komme apostolsk.
And help you.
Og hjælpe jer
in the journey that you're on.
På den rejse jeg er på.
So this morning I'm taking a chance. I'm not bringing something prophetic.
Så her til morgen så tager jeg en chance og jeg kommer ikke med noget profetisk.
And I need you to be gracious towards me.
Og jeg ønsker at I er noget I over for mig.
Keep smiling.
Bliv ved med at smile.
Don't be unhappy with me.
Bliv ikke irriteret på mig.
So Peter, I'm already worried.
Peter, jeg er allerede bekymret.
What are you going to say?
Hvad kommer du til at sige?
Relax.
Bare slap af.
I'm relaxed.
Jeg er afslappet.
It's going to be okay.
Okay.
When we grow up in our families and our homes.
Når vi vokser op i vores familie i vores hjem.
We're sitting at the table.
Så sidder vi ved bordet.
And as a young boy.
Som en ung dreng.
Some of you know my mother.
Nogle af jer kender min mor.
She's got things to say.
Hun har noget at sige.
And so So when we grew up as young boys at the table,
så da vi voksede op og vi sad ved middagsbordet,
there was certain things that we were allowed to do and things we were not allowed to do.
Var der visse ting vi måtte gøre og visse ting vi ikke måtte gøre.
If you are holding a fork,
hvis du holder en gaffel,
you know, you hold it in the right hand,
holder du den i den rigtige hånd.
But of course, the moment you pick up the knife, it goes into the other hand.
Du holder den i din højre hånd, og når du så sammen tager kniven op, så tager den du den over i den modsatte hånd.
And if we got that wrong,
og hvis vi tog fejl af det,
got a little smack on the head,
fik vi et lille slag bagpå. Hey,
put it in the right hand,
i den rigtige hånd.
And of course, nobody's allowed to hold a fork like this.
Og man må ikke holde en gaffel sådan her.
And as young boys, you know, we,
og som små drenge,
we there's four of us at the table.
Der var fire af os ved bordet.
There was a fight on for the food.
Der var en det var en kamp for maden.
So, but this was not allowed.
Men det her, det var ikke tilladt.
Another little thing that we did at our table.
En anden ting vi gjorde ved vores bord.
We were not allowed to put our elbows on the table.
Vi måtte ikke tage albuerne op på bordet.
You were only allowed to half put your arm up on the table.
Du måtte have sådan underarmen sådan halvt på bordet.
So if we started getting excited and
så hvis vi blev begejstrede og sådan.
Boom. Okay.
Undskyld, armene ned.
There are rules.
Der er regler.
At every table.
Ved hvert bord.
And we need mothers and fathers.
Og vi har brug for mødre og fædre.
To allow us to walk in the fullness of what family can produce.
Der kan tillade os at vandre i fylden af hvad en familie kan give.
I got adopted into a Zambian family when I was in Zambia.
Jeg blev adopteret ind i en zambisk familie da jeg var i Zambia.
And the reason why I was adopted in because the father of the house had no sons.
Og jeg blev adopteret ind, fordi faren i det her hus havde ikke nogen sønner.
And in Zambia, a man is only allowed to eat with his boys.
Og i Zambia må en mand kun spise med sine sønner.
And the woman would eat in the kitchen with the girls.
Og kvinden ville spise i køkkenet med døtrene.
So this man sat in his lounge in his home eating every meal alone.
Så den her mand sad inde ved spisebordet alene og spiste hver
måltid. Because he had no son.
For han havde ingen sønner.
So I became an adopted son.
Så jeg blev en adoptiv søn.
I ate many meals in this man's home as a young boy.
Som en ung dreng spiste jeg mange måltider med den her mand i
familien. I used to go hunting with him.
Jeg tog ud for at jage med ham.
We caught rats.
Vi fangede rotter.
These were not like your normal rats. These were the cane rats. They're like little burrowing rats.
Det er nogle lidt større rotter end dem vi er vant til her.
And we caught them in little traps.
Og vi fangede dem i de her fælder.
And then they would cook them and I would eat it with him.
Og så ville de tilberede det og så ville vi spise det sammen.
We'd catch birds.
Og vi ville fange fugle.
We'd eat ants, flying ants.
Vi spiste sådan nogle flyvende
myrer. I cannot tell you the things that I learned to eat.
Jeg kan ikke fortælle hvor meget jeg har lært
at spise. At his table.
Ved hans bord.
My mom tried to copy some of those.
Min mor har prøvet at kopiere noget af det.
It was terrible.
Forfærdeligt.
They didn't know how to make it, but at this table.
De vidste ikke hvordan de skulle tilberede det, men det her bord.
It was just beautifully made.
Det var smukt tilberedt.
You learn different things at different tables.
Du lærer forskellige ting ved forskellige borde.
Now, if you grew up in Mongolia.
Hvis du voksede op i Mongoliet.
And you place anything on the floor.
Og du sætter noget som helst på gulvet.
It's worthless.
Så er det værdiløst.
In other words, you're declaring it's worthless.
Du erklærer at det er værdiløst.
So I remember a friend of mine.
Så jeg kan huske en af mine venner.
He's preaching and he's sitting and he's quite excited.
Han prædiker og han er meget begejstret.
And he puts his Bible down.
Og så lægger han sin bibel ned.
Everybody stops listening.
Alle stopper med at høre.
You put it on the floor.
Du lagde den på gulvet.
It's worthless when you put it on the floor.
Den er værdiløs når du lægger den på gulvet.
Sometimes it's helpful to know the rules in different places.
Nogle gange hjælper det at kende spillereglerne forskellige steder.
If you're in Egypt.
Hvis du er i Egypten.
And you salt your food.
Og du putter salt på din mad.
You offend your host.
Så fornærmer du din vært.
So you never salt your food in Egypt.
Du salter ikke din mad i Egypten.
In Venezuela,
it's
considered rude to show up on time for any dinner appointment.
I Venezuela er det uhøfligt at komme til tiden til en hvilken som helst aftale.
You have to be late.
Du skal komme for sent.
Otherwise, you're a rude person.
Ellers er du uhøflig.
That's good to know.
Det er meget rart at vide.
In Afghanistan, if bread is dropped on the floor,
hvis brød bliver tabt på gulvet,
the head of the house picks it up.
Så samler hovedet i huset derop.
And kisses the bread.
Og kysser brødet.
To make it clean again.
For at gøre det rent igen.
In China,
i Kina,
you're allowed to belch at the table.
Må du godt bøvse ved bordet.
And in fact, when you belch at the table,
og faktisk når du bøvser ved bordet,
it's a compliment to the host.
Så er det et kompliment til verden.
But the food is good.
At maden smager godt.
My children would have loved growing up in China.
Mine børn ville have elsket at vokse op i Kina.
If you write a person's name in ink in Korea,
hvis du skriver en persons navn
red ink,
i rød blæk i Korea,
it means the person is dead.
Så betyder det, personen er død.
If you are in Finland,
hvis du er i Finland,
it is common practice in Finland,
er det meget normalt i Finland,
to go and have a sauna after dinner,
og tage sauna efter aftensmaden.
There's only one problem with that.
Der er bare et problem med
if
det.
If you're being hosted by a couple,
hvis du er gæst til et par,
they mostly do it in the nude.
De gør det som regel nøgne.
I remember sitting with a church planting couple.
Jeg kan huske, jeg sad med et par, der var ved at plante kirke.
And they said, let's go sauna.
Og de var sådan, lad os gå i sauna.
And I was not initiated.
Og jeg var ikke indviet.
I had to make a quick escape.
Jeg var nødt til at tage en hurtig flugt.
Because I wasn't going to sit with this church planting couple in the nude,
fordi
in the sauna.
Jeg havde ikke tænkt mig at sidde nøgen i en sauna med det her par, der var ved at plante kirke.
Isn't it true?
Er det ikke sandt?
That when you walk into a house,
at når du går ind i et hjem,
you feel the spirit of that house.
Kan du mærke ånden for det hus?
I've walked into some places where there's abuse and brokenness and people are fighting.
Jeg er kommet ind i hjem, hvor der har været misbrug og brudhed og folk de skændes.
And they don't even need to tell me that they struggle.
Og de behøver ikke at fortælle mig deres kamp.
You can feel it when you open the front door.
Du kan mærke det, du åbner hoveddøren.
There's no shouting going on.
Der er ingen, der råber.
There's no noise going on.
Der er ingen larm.
But the atmosphere is thick with pain and struggle.
Men atmosfæren er tyk med smerte og en kamp.
You can feel it.
Du kan mærke.
There's
det.
No peace within the house.
Der er ingen fred i huset.
Surely this is one of the things that we want the most in our homes.
Og det er en af de ting, vi allermest længes efter
that
i vores hjem.
When unsaved people walk into our house for a coffee.
At når folk, der ikke er frelst, træder ind i vores hjem for at drikke en kop kaffe.
They go.
Siger de bare.
Wow.
Wow.
This is great.
Fantastisk.
There's a struggle in my house.
Der er en kamp i mit hjem.
Let me come escape to your house.
Lad mig slippe væk i dit hjem.
Because there's peace here.
For der er fred her.
Surely this is the kind of feel that we want for
den,
our homes.
Det er den her følelse, vi ønsker i vores hus.
What do we want in this house?
Hvad ønsker vi i det her hus?
What is the apostolic mandate to impact church?
Hvad er det apostolske mandat for Impact Church?
What is it we want people to feel when they walk in through the door?
Hvad er det vi ønsker at folk de oplever når de kommer ind ad dørene?
We know the obvious things.
Vi ved de åbenlyse ting.
The presence of the Lord.
Guds nærvær.
The sense of family. We know the things we want.
En fornemmelse af familie, vi ved hvad vi ønsker.
Deuteronomy 4:9 says this.
5. Mosebog 4:9 siger det her.
I'll read in English, you can read in Danish. Only take care and keep your soul diligently, lest you forget the things that your eyes have seen, and lest they depart from your heart all the days of your life. Make them known to your children and your children's children.
Men tag dig i agt og pas godt på, at du ikke glemmer, hvad du selv har oplevet. Det må ikke gå dig af minde, så længe du lever. Fortæl det til dine sønner og dine sønnesønner.
What do we want here?
Hvad ønsker vi her?
What feel?
Hvilken følelse?
What uniqueness from heaven?
Hvilken unikhed fra himlen?
I've been here quite a few times.
Jeg har været her en del gange.
I've had many meetings in this room.
Jeg har været til mange gudstjenester i det her lokale.
And I pop my dipstick, my feeling into your heart and life as a church.
Og jeg kan ligesom sætte en føler ind i jeres hjerte og liv som kirke.
And I can feel some of the things that God is doing with you.
Og jeg kan mærke nogle af de ting Gud han er ved at gøre i jer.
I want to affirm some of those things.
Jeg ønsker at bekræfte nogle af de ting.
And I want to unaffirm some of the things that ought not to have life here.
Og jeg ønsker at afkræfte nogle af de ting der ikke burde have liv her.
So that when people come and put their finger into you.
Så når folk kommer og stikker fingeren ind.
They feel, oh,
Kan I mærke?
There's something going on here.
Der er noget der sker her.
This is powerful.
Det her det er kraftfuldt.
They get a sense of what the Lord is doing with you.
De får en fornemmelse af hvad Gud han er i gang med
I
at gøre med jer.
I want those to be the right things.
Jeg ønsker at det er de rigtige ting.
That's why this is a tricky message.
Det er derfor det her det er sådan et lidt svært budskab.
It's not a, you know, let's all go. Woo!
Dixon lidt woohoo.
This is an apostolic message to you.
Det her det er et apostolsk budskab til jer.
If it needs to cut you to the heart, then let it cut you to the heart.
At hvis det er nødt til at skære dig lidt, så kommer det til at skære dig lidt. Og sige, Herre,
help me.
Hjælp mig.
I want a home to be a home of peace.
Jeg ønsker at det her mit hjem er et hjem af fred.
I want our spaces to be full of the presence and the life of God.
Jeg ønsker hvert rum være fyldt af dit nærvær og dit liv.
1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15.
1 Timotheus 3:15.
It says this, you may know how one ought to behave in the household of God, which is the church of the living God, a pillar and a buttress of the truth.
Men hvis det trækker ud, skal du vide, hvordan man færdes i Guds hus. Det er den levende Guds kirke, sandhedens søjle og grundvold.
There is a way.
Der er en måde.
To live in God's house.
Og opføre sig i Guds hus. Der er en måde.
We pick up the fork.
Vi tager gaflen op.
It may not be the way of everybody.
Det er måske ikke samme måde som alle andre.
But it's our way.
Men det er vores måde.
We don't go.
Vi går ikke sådan.
For the food.
Og bare kæmper om maden.
No, like my mother. You'll get a smack on the back of the head.
Så får du et slag i baghovedet.
Pick up the fork properly.
Tag gaflen op ordentligt.
And let's eat properly together.
Og lad os spise ordentligt sammen.
Make sense?
Giver det mening?
You'll still love me, right?
I elsker mig stadig, ikke?
Okay. All right.
Okay.
There are certain things we don't do.
Der er visse ting vi ikke gør.
We don't put the elbows on the table.
Vi tager ikke albuerne op på bordet.
So what does that mean?
Så hvad betyder det?
Number one.
Nummer et.
We don't live self-centered lives.
Vi lever ikke selvcentriske liv, der handler om os selv.
Here.
Her.
It's not about us.
Det handler ikke om os.
You see, if it's about us,
ser du, hvis det handler om
then
os,
it's about what the church can do for me.
Så handler det om, hvad kan kirken gøre for mig?
I remember, it happens for most church planters, of whom I'm involved with a lot.
Det sker for de fleste folk der planter kirker, som jeg er involveret i.
A family with three children.
Familie med tre børn.
Arrive into the church.
Kommer ind i kirken for første gang.
The church rub their hands.
Kirken sådan gnubber deres hænder.
And they go, we got the first children.
Og det er bare sådan, åh, vi har børn.
This is wonderful.
Det er fantastisk.
We got a children's ministry.
Vi har en børnetjeneste.
The only problem is the couple arriving.
Problemet er bare at det par der kommer ind.
Go, there's no children here.
Siger, om der er ikke nogen børn her.
We're leaving.
Vi tager afsted.
They can't look beyond their own need.
De kan ikke se ud over deres eget behov.
And so they go somewhere else.
Så de tager et andet sted hen.
Because we need to go to a place where there's other children.
Fordi vi er nødt til at være et sted, hvor der er andre børn.
We can't be the pioneers of this.
Vi kan ikke pionere det her.
How are you ever going to match those two things together?
Hvordan kan du matche de
can
her to ting sammen? Kan du se kampen?
That often happens.
Der ofte sker.
When people are shopping for something that suits them.
Når folk de shopper rundt efter noget der passer til dem.
That's not impact.
Det er ikke impact.
That's not you.
Det er ikke jer.
We're not a consumer-oriented people.
Vi er ikke en forbrugerorienteret kirke.
That twist in the wind.
Der ligesom værer i vinden.
Oh, I don't like what Jamie's preaching now.
Jeg kan ikke lide det, Jamie han står og prædiker nu.
I'm out.
Jeg er smuttet.
That's crazy stuff.
Det er vanvittigt.
When we make it all about us.
Når vi får det til at handle om os.
I sat once in the city hall of our city, big hall.
Jeg sad engang på rådhuset i vores by.
And there was a man from America.
Og der var en mand fra Amerika.
Who came to preach on the book of Revelation.
Der kom for at prædike om Johannes Åbenbaring.
I was interested.
Jeg var interesseret.
There was 1,500 people sitting.
Der sad 1,500 mennesker i det her lokale.
And I was second from the front.
Og jeg var på anden række.
And so off he goes.
Og han går ligesom i gang.
And I'm confused before we've started.
Og jeg er forvirret inden vi er gået i gang.
I'm thinking.
Jeg tænker sådan lidt.
this is not biblical theology.
Det her, det er ikke bibelsk teologi.
I'm confused.
Jeg er forvirret.
And but I learned a few things over the years.
Men jeg har lært nogle ting i løbet af årene.
That God can use a donkey to speak.
At Gud kan bruge et æsel til at tale.
That I can get something out of anything.
At jeg kan få noget ud af hvad som helst.
God can speak through anything.
Gud kan tale gennem hvad som helst.
That I disagreed with 99.9% of what this man said.
Jeg må være ærlig og sige, jeg var uenig af 99.9% af det den mand stod
og sagde. But I walked away that evening quite blessed.
Men jeg gik derfra velsignet.
You know why?
Ved I hvorfor?
He read that first line of the book of Revelation.
Han læste den her første sætning i Åbenbaringsbogen.
He didn't even say anything about it.
Han sagde ikke noget om den.
He just said, "This is a revelation of Jesus Christ."
Han sagde bare, dette er en åbenbaring fra Jesus Kristus. Han læste det.
Then he carried on reading.
Så fortsatte han med at læse.
I had a full stop.
Men jeg havde et punktum.
And the Lord said, "It's my revelation of me."
Og Herren sagde, det er min åbenbaring om hvem jeg er.
The Lord spoke to me.
Herren talte til mig.
It was utter rubbish.
Det var fuldstændig vanvittigt det han sagde.
But the Lord spoke to me.
Men Herren talte til mig.
What is your posture?
Hvad er din holdning?
What are you learning? What is God saying to you?
Hvad lærer du? Hvad siger Gud til dig?
It cannot be about you alone.
Det kan ikke handle om dig alene.
It is about Jesus, the story, not about you.
Den her historie handler om Jesus, ikke dig.
Romans 11, verse 36. For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen.
Romerne 11, 36. Til fra ham og ved ham og til ham er alle ting. Ham være ære til evig tid. Amen.
You want to get a little smack on the back of the head.
Vil du have et sådan slag i baghovedet?
Make this all about you.
Så får det her til at handle om dig.
This doesn't work for me.
Boop. Det her, det fungerer ikke for mig.
I'm not getting anything out of Jamie's preaching.
Jeg får ikke noget af Jamie's prædiken.
You know the worship.
Du ved lovsangen.
I only like it when she leads.
Jeg kan kun lide, når det er hende der leder.
We are not like that.
Sådan er vi ikke.
You are not like this.
Du og jeg, vi er ikke sådan.
Because we are not focused on ourselves.
Fordi vi fokuserer ikke på os selv.
This is a story about Jesus.
Det her, det er en historie,
this
der handler om Jesus.
This is a story about his glory.
Det er en historie om hans herlighed.
You know, when we make it all about us.
Når vi får det hele til at handle om os.
I've had lots of people like this over the years.
Jeg har mødt mange mennesker der er sådan her i løbet af årene.
Who want to have honest conversations with me.
Som ønsker at have ærlige samtaler med mig.
You know what that means?
Ved I hvad det betyder?
They want to hurt you.
De ønsker at såre dig.
No, we're just being honest.
Nej, nu er vi jo bare ærlige.
But all they wanted is hurt you.
Men alt de ønsker det er at såre dig.
So with their honesty,
så med deres ærlighed,
they go bang.
Siger de bang.
Because it's actually about them.
Fordi det handler om dem.
This is what the scripture says.
Det her er hvad skriften siger.
Love prospers when a fault is forgiven. But dwelling on it separates close friends.
I Ordsprogene 17:9, den der dækker over en overtrædelse, tilstræber venskab. Den der fortæller sagen videre, skiller venner.
So there's something I don't like about what you do.
Om der er noget jeg ikke kan lide ved det du gør.
What do I do?
Hvad gør jeg?
Well,
ja, men,
I take my 10-ton truck.
Jeg tager min 10-tons lastbil.
Over the rope bridge that is our relationship.
Over den bro der er vores relation, vores forhold.
The rope bridge.
Over den rebsbro.
And I only make it 10 meters in.
Og jeg kommer kun lige 10 meter over.
And the 10-truck falls down into the ravine.
Og så falder den her 10-tons lastbil ned i ravinen.
Because our relationship cannot tolerate a 10-ton truck.
Fordi vores relation kan ikke håndtere en 10-tons lastbil.
And when I make it all about me.
Og når jeg får det hele til at handle om mig.
Then I keep driving my 10-ton truck.
Så bliver jeg ved med at køre den her 10-tons lastbil.
In the name of being honest.
I navnet af, at jeg er ærlig.
And I destroy and hurt people.
Og jeg ødelægger og sårer mennesker.
Let me just say, I can say things to Jamie.
Lad mig bare sige, jeg kan sige ting til Jamie.
That I could not say to you.
Som jeg ikke kan sige til dig.
Because I have a much closer relationship with Jamie.
Fordi jeg har et meget tættere forhold med Jamie.
We can be more honest and open.
Vi kan være mere ærlige og åbne.
Because our relationship has a bit more concrete in it.
Fordi der er lidt mere betonunderlag til vores forhold.
But for some reason in church.
Men af en eller anden årsag så i kirken.
We think that anyone who leads.
Tænker vi at enhver der er i lederskab.
Is deserving of my honest opinion.
Fortjener min ærlige mening.
And we drive our trucks over it.
Og vi kører vores lastbil hen over det.
And we destroy the relationship.
Og vi ødelægger relationen.
What we should be doing.
Hvad vi burde gøre.
Is saying this is my issue.
Er at sige, det her det er mit problem.
I just hide it in myself.
Jeg gemmer det i mig selv.
What does Jesus do?
Hvad gør Jesus?
He takes all your sin.
Han tager al din synd.
And he hides it in himself.
Og han gemmer den i sig selv.
He forgives it.
Han tilgiver den.
Imagine if we could do that.
Forestil dig hvis vi kan gøre det.
Imagine if we hold our fork that way.
Forestil dig hvis vi holder gaflen på den måde.
And people come in and they feel something in the house.
Og folk kommer ind og de kan mærke noget i huset.
So good. Oh, oh, oh. Smile, smile.
Smile, smile, smile.
The second thing we don't do here.
Den anden ting vi ikke gør her.
We don't hide. Our struggles.
Vi gemmer ikke vores kampe.
If we're struggling,
hvis vi kæmper,
we're open with one another.
Så vi åbner over for hinanden.
We don't have to put a mask on.
Vi behøver ikke at tage en maske på.
Say, how are you doing?
Hvordan har du det?
I'm blessed, happy and gloriously serving Jesus.
Jeg er velsignet, glad og jeg tjener Herren herligt.
And your marriage is falling apart.
Og dit ægteskab er ved at falde i ruiner.
You haven't slept with your wife in a year.
Du har ikke været i seng med din kone i et år.
That's a problem.
Det er et problem.
Stop putting a mask on.
Lad være med at putte en maske på.
And let's live honest with one another so we can be healed.
Og lad os leve ærligt over for hinanden så vi kan blive helbredt.
We don't hide here.
Vi gemmer os ikke her.
This pulpit.
Den her talerstol.
Is not a place to hide.
Er ikke et sted hvor man gemmer sig.
Some honest conversations can come from here.
Der kan komme nogle ærlige samtaler herfra.
I know it's hard to believe.
Jeg ved det er svært at tro.
But I'm not perfect.
Men jeg er ikke perfekt.
What?
Hvad?
No.
Nej.
I am not perfect.
Jeg er ikke perfekt.
And neither are you.
Og det er du heller ikke.
But Christ is at work in me.
Men Kristus arbejder i mig.
Forming himself in me.
Han former sig selv i mig.
And the more I hide my imperfection from you.
Og jo mere jeg gemmer det uperfekte i mig.
The less he can work with me.
Jo mindre kan han har han at arbejde med.
So the very thing that ought to come out of us.
Så den ting der burde komme ud af os.
Is locked away in imperfection.
Bliver låst væk i det uperfekte.
Because we can't be honest.
Fordi vi ikke kan være ærlige.
I'm not saying that, but Peter, a good confession is important.
Jeg siger, I mean, Peter, en god sådan bekendelse, det er vigtigt.
You know, how are you?
Hvordan har du det?
I am well.
Jeg har det godt.
Yeah, it's true. I'm always well.
Jamen, jeg har det altid godt.
But not everything is well.
Men ikke alt er godt.
I got to the end of this last year.
Jeg kom til slutningen af sidste år.
2022. Not an easy year.
Ikke et let år.
For many.
For mange.
The last 6 months of that year.
De sidste 6 måneder af det år.
One of my spiritual sons.
Så en af mine åndelige sønner.
Who leads a local church.
Som leder en lokal kirke.
His wife went off and had a relationship with someone else.
Hans kone havde en affære med en anden mand.
I love this couple.
Jeg elsker det her par.
I've planted a church with them.
Jeg har plantet en kirke med dem.
They are right here to me.
De er lige her for mig.
And 6 months of this last year was.
De sidste 6 måneder af det sidste år var svært.
How are you, Peter?
Hvordan har du det, Peter?
I'm well.
Jeg har det godt.
But it's been difficult.
Men det har været svært.
I need you to pray for me.
Jeg har brug for at du står i bøn med mig.
I need you to support me.
Jeg har brug for at du støtter mig.
Instead we put up a facade.
I stedet så tager vi den her facade op.
There's nothing real.
Der er ikke noget ægte.
And the help does not flow amongst us.
Og hjælpen flyder ikke iblandt os.
We need.
Den hjælp vi har brug for.
Does not come.
Kommer ikke.
Because we put on a mask.
Fordi vi tager en maske på.
Happy, blessed and gloriously saved.
Glad, velsignet og herligt frelst.
We hide.
Vi gemmer vores kampe.
May I suggest to you?
Må jeg foreslå
for dig? One of the greatest challenges for unbelievers to believe.
For ikke troende at tro på.
Is hypocrisy of Christians.
Er kristnes hykleri.
How are you?
Hvordan har du det?
Happy and blessed.
Glad og velsignet.
Yeah, I know.
Ja, jeg ved det.
And that's a problem.
Og det er et problem.
Instead of saying hey.
I stedet for at sige hey.
Jesus loves me.
Jesus elsker mig.
This I know.
Det ved jeg.
My life's not perfect.
Mit liv er ikke perfekt.
And I'm not trying to pull the wool over your eyes.
Og jeg prøver ikke at trække uldet over dine øjne.
You know my life is not perfect.
Du ved mit liv ikke er perfekt.
But Jesus loves me.
Men Jesus elsker mig.
You see, there is more power there.
Der er mere kraft i det.
Than any glorious statements.
End nogen som helst herlige ting du kan sige.
1 John 1:6 says, if we say we have fellowship with him while we walk in darkness, we lie and do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus, his son, cleanses us from all sin.
1. Johannes 1:6. Hvis vi siger, at vi har fællesskab med ham, men vandrer i mørket, lyver vi og gør ikke sandheden. Men hvis vi vandrer i lyset, ligesom han er i lyset, har vi fællesskab med hinanden, og Jesu, hans søn, blod renser os fra al synd.
Walk in the light.
Gå i lyset.
With one another.
Med hinanden.
Another thing we don't do.
En anden ting vi ikke gør.
We don't get offended.
Vi bliver ikke fornærmet.
In this house we don't get offended.
I det her hus bliver vi ikke fornærmet.
You'll have much reason.
I vil have masser af årsager.
Especially when a guy like me comes through.
Især når sådan en som mig kommer.
What is this guy Peter think he's doing?
Hvad tænker ham her Peter han laver?
I don't have a relationship with him.
Jeg har ikke et forhold til ham.
He can't tell me stuff like this.
Han kan ikke sige sådan noget til mig.
Well, I think it's part of our growth, isn't it?
Jeg tror det er en del af det at vi vokser.
That we don't have to be disturbed by everything that is said.
At vi ikke behøver at blive forstyrret af alt der bliver sagt.
If you want me to offend you.
Hvis du gerne vil have jeg fornærmer dig.
I can help you.
Kan jeg godt hjælpe dig?
I certainly can.
Det kan, helt sikkert. Det kan jeg godt.
I think giving 10% of your income to the church.
Jeg tænker det at give 10% af din indtægt til kirken.
Is training wheels.
Er støttehjul.
Like a child.
Det er som et barn.
You work out, you do a little sum.
Du arbejder, du får noget.
And then you give 10% to the church.
Og så giver du 10% til kirken.
It's training wheels.
Støttehjul.
Am I succeeding?
Lykkes jeg? Hjælper jeg dig?
I give 51%.
Jeg giver 51%.
I didn't start that yesterday.
Det begyndte jeg ikke med i går.
I started that 20 years ago.
Det begyndte jeg med at gøre for 20 år siden.
With 10%.
Med 10%.
Then it became 11.
Så blev det 11%.
Then it became 15.
Så 15.
I don't really know what it is. I just know it's more than 50.
Jeg ved ikke egentlig ikke hvor meget det er. Jeg ved bare det er mere end 50%.
You say you only live on 50% of your income.
Lever du kun af 50% af din indtægt?
That is true.
Det er sandt.
I do.
Det gør jeg.
Am I succeeding?
Lykkes jeg?
Poke you?
Prikker jeg til dig?
Some people will stand up here.
Nogen vil stå herop.
You know, next week you got an African man standing up here.
I næste uge har en afrikansk mand der kommer.
Anointing in an African man?
En salvet afrikansk mand.
Is synonymous with loudness many times.
Og en salvet afrikansk
yes,
mand.
Yes, the Lord is saying to you.
Er det samme som en højlydt afrikansk mand.
It could get loud.
Det kan godt blive højt.
If I know Africa.
Hvis jeg kender Afrika.
I know Africa a little bit.
Jeg kender Afrika en lille smule.
And we get a
og vi bliver sådan.
Stop. It's not doing anything for anyone. It's just hurting you.
Det gør ikke noget for nogen. Det sår bare dig.
Just learn.
Bare lær.
Just grow.
Bare voks.
Say God, you may be challenging me.
Sig Gud, det kan godt være du udfordrer mig.
Maybe adjusting me.
Måske justerer du lidt på mig.
What do we do?
Hvad gør vi?
How do we hold the fork?
Hvordan holder vi på gaflen?
Are we okay for another 10 minutes?
Er vi okay 10 minutter endnu?
I'm getting closer to the end, so.
Jeg kommer tættere på slutningen.
Here in this house, we live in the grace of God.
I det her hus, der lever vi i Guds nåde.
I've learned that about you.
Det har jeg lært om jer.
That you know that you did not save yourself.
At I ved, at I har ikke frelst jer selv.
And you cannot keep yourself saved.
Og I kan ikke bibeholde jer selv frelst.
He saves you.
Han frelser dig.
And he keeps you.
Og han beholder dig.
So stop pretending you're doing it by yourself.
Så lad være med at foregive, at du gør det selv.
Oh, I got it together.
Jeg har styr på det hele.
Bono. He says this.
Siger det her.
That the scriptures are brimmed full of hustlers and murderers and cowards and adulterers. And mercenaries used to shock me. Now it's a source of great comfort.
Bono har sagt sådan her. Det, at skriften er fyldt til bristepunktet med svindlere, mordere, kujoner, ægteskabsbrydere og lejesoldater, plejede at chokere mig. Nu er det en stor trøst for mig.
It's a comfort to us.
Det er en trøst for os.
That even if you look at the line of the Messiah.
At selv hvis du ser på linjen, der er Messias.
There are a couple of prostitutes thrown in there.
Så er der et par prostituerede iblandt.
There are some adulterers thrown in.
Der er nogle ægteskabsbrydere.
This is all in the line of Jesus.
Det her, det er i Jesus slægtslinje. Messias.
I think it's deliberate.
Jeg tror det med vilje.
That you and I,
at du og jeg,
should lean fully and completely into the grace of God.
Skal læne os fuldstændig op af Guds nåde.
This is a house of grace.
Det her, det er et hus af nåde.
This is a house where broken and hurt people can come.
Det her, det er et hus, hvor brudte og sårede mennesker
and
kan
not
komme.
Feel judged.
Og ikke føle sig fordømt.
I was in a church up in Horsens.
Jeg var i en kirke i Horsens.
And I was busy doing a thing.
Og jeg var i gang
teaching,
med noget. Jeg var ved at undervise.
And it was minus 7 outside.
Og der var minus 7 grader udenfor.
And I'm like this.
Og jeg har sådan her.
I'm always like this.
Jeg er altid sådan her.
So I in your places I get a bit hot.
Så herinde, så får jeg det lidt varmt.
It's like all that heat.
Al den varme.
Problem to me.
Det er et problem for mig.
So I need some air.
Så jeg har brug for noget luft.
So I finish talking.
Så jeg bliver færdig med at snakke.
And I go outside the building and I stand in 7. Minus 7 outside, like this.
Og så går jeg ud og står sådan her i minus 7 grader udenfor.
And there's another 4 guys smoking.
Og der er 4 gutter der ude at ryge.
They're smoking.
De ryger.
And I'm going.
Og jeg siger.
You know? And we're having a conversation.
Og vi har en samtale.
They were in the meeting.
De var inde på mødet.
And I'm the preacher.
Og jeg er prædikanten.
And they are the smokers.
Og de er rygerne.
There's a special category for smokers.
Der er en speciel kategori for rygere.
Of course there isn't.
Selvfølgelig er der ikke det.
But it's like there is.
Men det er som om at der er.
You know they never really got free of their bondage.
De er aldrig rigtig blevet fri fra deres bundethed.
It doesn't matter that you lie a lot.
Det er lige meget at du lyver meget.
This is a thing we can see.
Det her, det kan vi se fysisk.
You know, we know they're not free.
Vi ved de ikke er frie.
You may be watching pornography.
Det kan være du ser pornografi hver aften.
But they're smoking.
Men de ryger.
There's a special category for smokers.
Der er en særlig kategori for rygere.
Unfinished grace.
Det er en ufærdiggjort nåde.
Friends, venner. That is not this house.
Venner, det er ikke det her hus.
It is not what we are like.
Det er ikke sådan vi er.
The broken and the hurt and the abused and the messed up and the smokers.
De sårede, de brudte, de ødelagte, de misbrugte,
we
rygerne.
Need them here,
vi har brug for dem
sitting
her.
In the aisles.
At de sidder på stolene.
Under the anointed preaching.
Under en salvet
and the presence of God.
Og Guds nærvær.
That's the only hope for us.
Det er det eneste håb for os.
Why do we think anything else?
Hvorfor tror vi andet?
So a homosexual person walks in and sits in your aisle.
Så en homoseksuel kommer ind og sætter sig.
How quickly?
Hvor hurtigt?
Must we confront the person?
Skal vi konfrontere personen?
And say, listen, your lifestyle is not right.
Og sige, hey, din livsstil er ikke helt okay.
Smile, smile, smile,
smile. Smil, smil, smil,
smil. We'll give it 3 weeks.
Vi giver det 3 uger.
Then we'll confront them.
Så konfronterer vi dem.
And say, listen.
Og sige, prøv lige her.
We can't have sin in the camp.
Vi kan ikke have synd i lejren.
Oh, well, we all need to go.
Jamen, så skal vi alle væk.
I'm trying to tell you.
Jeg prøver at fortælle
jer. Sometimes our posture is strange.
At nogle gange så er vores holdning sådan lidt mærkelig.
Surely we want every broken person.
Vi vil have enhver brudt person.
Sexually and otherwise.
Om det er seksuelt eller på
surely
nogen anden måde.
This is the place where they need to sit.
Det her, det må være stedet, hvor de har
and
brug for at
sidde. Sit here a year,
og hvis de sidder her et år,
and they're constantly under the influence of the presence of God,
og de konstant er under indflydelsen af Guds nærvær.
I'm not saying we ask these people to lead the church.
Jeg siger ikke, vi skal bede dem om at lede kirken.
But grace needs to flow.
Men noget må flyde.
Grace needs to flow.
Noget må flyde.
Smile again, some
smil
of you.
Igen, nogen af.
You're trying hard, I know.
I prøver virkelig hårdt.
It's by grace that you've been saved through faith. It is not your own doing, it is the gift of God.
Det er ved noget, du er blevet frelst gennem tro. Det er ikke noget, du selv kan gøre.
In this church,
i den her kirke,
we lead ourselves well.
Leder vi os selv godt.
We're the kind of people that take care of the things that we need to take care of.
Vi er den slags mennesker, der tager sig af det, vi er nødt til at tage os af.
And not constantly knocking on the door. You can stay.
Og ikke konstant banker på døren.
Jamie. Help me.
Hjælp mig.
I'm not spending enough time with the Lord.
Jeg bruger ikke nok tid med Herren.
I have a word for you.
Jeg har et ord til dig.
Stop doing all the other stuff.
Stop med at gøre alt det andet.
And spend some more time with the Lord.
Og brug tid med Herren.
Stop knocking on his door.
Lad være med at banke på hans dør.
Sort yourself out.
Få styr på dig selv.
Get your power from heaven.
Få din kraft fra himlen.
Fast if you have to.
Fast hvis du skal.
Hang out with God.
Hæng ud med Gud.
Get your stuff sorted out.
Få styr på dine ting.
It is spectacularly strange to me.
Det er spektakulært mærkeligt for mig.
That we want to put the responsibility for our growth on someone else.
At vi lægger ansvaret for vores egen vækst på et andet menneske.
So what we do is we come into church on a Sunday morning.
Så det vi gør, det er, at vi kommer i kirke søndag morgen.
And we put on a bib.
Og vi tager vores hagesmæk på.
Big fat.
Stor fed.
And we say, Jamie.
Og vi siger, Jamie.
Feed me.
Giv mig mad.
Feed me.
Giv mig mad.
This church.
Den her kirke
is not feeding me enough.
Giver mig ikke nok føde.
The problem is not food.
Problemet er ikke mad.
The problem is you.
Problemet er dig.
You put on a bib thinking that you come here to eat.
Du tager hagesmæk på og tror du kommer her bare for at spise.
We have come here to serve one another.
Vi er kommet her for at tjene hinanden. Og tjene Guds formål sammen.
To encourage one another in the gifts and the purposes of God in your life.
For at opmuntre hinanden i Guds formål og gaver i hinandens liv.
So well, you know, Peter spoke today.
Peter, han har talt i dag.
I got nothing out of that.
Jeg har fået intet ud af det.
Then it's because you never heard anything from God, not about me.
Så er det fordi du ikke har hørt fra Gud. Det handler ikke om mig.
You have to learn to lead yourself well.
Du er nødt til at lære at lede dig selv godt.
The worship is awful today.
Lovsangen var forfærdelig i dag.
You know, whenever he leads.
Når han leder.
I only like it when the girls lead.
Jeg kun lide når det er pigerne,
fact,
der leder.
I only like it when Rebecca leads.
Faktisk så kan jeg egentlig bedst lide når Rebecca leder lovsang.
It's immature, friends.
Det er umodent, venner.
We need to grow up.
Og vi er nødt til bare at komme videre.
And say any song.
Og sige enhver sang.
New or old.
Ny eller gammel.
Any style.
Enhver stil.
Fresh or old.
Frisk eller gammel.
Rock.
Rock.
Or, you know, a symphony sound.
Eller symfonilyd.
Either.
Hvad som helst.
I can worship to anything.
Jeg kan tilbede til hvad som helst.
It's got nothing to do with what's going on the stage.
Fordi det har intet at gøre med hvad der foregår på scenen.
It's got to do with me.
Det har at gøre med mig.
Lord Jesus.
Herre Jesus.
Nothing's going on in the room.
Der foregår intet i lokalet.
And you see so many people just folding their arms thinking there's nothing happening here.
Og du ser så mange der bare folder armene og tænker, nej, der sker ikke noget her.
Almost daring the spirit of God to touch them.
Og de udfordrer nærmest Gud ånd om at berøre dem.
You'll wait a long time.
Så skal du vente længe.
Because you have to open up your arms.
Fordi du er nødt til at åbne dine arme.
Maybe put them in the air.
Måske tage dem op i.
Close your eyes.
Luk dine øjne lidt.
If you're disturbed by people that lead.
Hvis du forstyrrer af dem der leder, så luk øjnene.
And say ora sitada patrocha.
Og sig kura nara shantara.
And just begin to focus on Jesus.
Og begynd at fokusere på Jesus.
That's what leading yourself well is about.
Det er det at lede dig selv godt handler om.
The responsibility of your life and growth upon the leaders of a church.
Giv ikke ansvaret for dit liv og din vækst til lederne i din kirke.
They are responsible to God.
De er ansvarlige over for Gud.
For your soul.
For din sjæl.
Not for your growth.
Ikke for din vækst.
That's your responsibility.
Det er dit ansvar.
That's why the Holy Spirit was given to you.
Det er derfor du fik Helligånden.
To teach you all things.
Til at lære dig alle ting.
Okay, my time's up, but I want to give you one or two more. Can I do it?
Men jeg vil give jer en eller to mere. Må jeg det?
Number three.
Two more.
Stay flexible and open to the Holy Spirit.
Vær fleksible og åbne over for Helligånden.
So well, Peter, now, amen.
Am Peter nu, amen.
Because we're the kind of church that want that.
Fordi vi er den kirke der ønsker det.
That's true.
Det er sandt.
You are known as a church.
I er kendt som en kirke.
That brings a spirit.
Der bringer ånden.
I never want you to lose it.
Jeg ønsker aldrig at I mister det.
Be open to the spirit of God.
Vær åbne over
the
for
life of God.
Guds liv.
But for that to keep moving and flowing amongst you.
Men for at det kan blive ved med at bevæge sig og flyde iblandt jer.
You have to be flexible.
Skal I være fleksible.
You've got to be open.
I er nødt til at være åbne.
You know the problem with an old man.
Problemet med en gammel mand.
And I'm turning 60.
Og jeg bliver 60.
In about a week and a half.
Om halvanden uges tid.
And as you get older.
Og i det du bliver ældre.
It becomes a little more difficult to pick things up from the floor.
Det bliver lidt sværere at samle ting op fra gulvet.
I know some of you young people you think that's crazy.
Nogle af jer unge mennesker tænker det er vanvittigt.
Time does not wait for anyone.
Vent, tiden venter ikke på nogen.
It happens to everybody.
Det sker for alle.
And if you head up into your 80s.
Og hvis du kommer i 80'erne, 90'erne,
you struggle picking up your legs a bit.
Så begynder du at kæmpe med at
løfte
dine ben.
A carpet.
Du kan falde over et gulvtæppe.
And break your leg.
Og brække benet.
Now, a little baby of whatever, a little child of two.
Et barn på 2 år.
They fall over everything.
De falder over alt.
And they never break a thing.
Og de brækker ikke noget.
But an 80-year-old man can break his leg going for a walk.
Men en 80-årig mand kan brække benet bare at gå en tur.
We become less flexible.
Vi bliver mindre fleksible.
The trick to be open to the Holy Spirit.
Trækket for at være åben over for Helligånden.
Is to stay young here.
Er at forblive ung.
Yeah.
Her.
Have an attitude.
Ha' en attitude.
That your life with God keeps you young.
At dit liv med Gud holder dig ung.
Jamie.
Turn
up the volume.
Skru op for lyden.
When you get older, you want to turn the volume down.
Når du bliver ældre, så vil du skrue ned for lyden.
It's funny because
det er sjovt.
Your ears and stuff.
Dine ører og sådan noget.
Starts messing with you a bit.
Begynder at sådan give dig lidt problemer. Det bliver lidt højt.
Turn it down.
Skru ned for det.
Kids, the grandkids, stop.
Børnebørn, shh.
You're getting old.
Du bliver gammel.
Tell Jamie to turn the sound up.
Be Jamie om at skrue op for lyden.
Stay young on the inside.
Forbliv ung indeni.
Maybe you stopped dancing 40 years ago.
Måske du holdt op med at danse for 40 år siden.
Why? Because.
Hvorfor?
That's what young people do.
Fordi det er de unge.
You know, the worship leader, he's bouncing around.
Han springer
doing
rundt.
His thing up there, and that's him.
Og det er ham.
I want to dance at 80.
Jeg vil danse når jeg er 80.
I do.
Det vil jeg.
I want to move.
Jeg vil bevæge mig.
I'm not a dancer.
Jeg er ikke en danser.
I'm a hopper.
Jeg hopper.
I never learned to dance.
Jeg har aldrig lært at danse.
But I want to dance.
Men jeg vil danse.
I want to move.
Jeg vil bevæge mig.
I don't want to get cranky and old.
Jeg vil ikke blive gnævl og gammel.
Stay flexible.
Forbliv fleksibel.
The way for this church to live in the spirit of God's life amongst you is to stay flexible.
Den måde den her kirke fortsætter med at leve i Guds liv i jer er at forblive fleksible.
Isaiah 54:2, enlarge the place of your tent, stretch out your tent curtains wide. Do not hold back, lengthen your cords, strengthen your stakes.
Isaiah 54:2, gør mere plads i dit telt, spænd teltduen ud, spar ikke på den, gør bardunerne lange og slå pløkkerne fast.
To retain the life of the Spirit amongst you.
For at holde fast i livet af Guds ånd blandt jer.
Be open to new.
Vær åbne over for nye.
Just open your life up.
Bare åbn dit liv op.
I asked a bunch of pastors.
Jeg har spurgt en gruppe pastorer.
When last did you go for a concert?
Hvornår har du sidst været til koncert?
I never got one hand.
Jeg fik ikke en hånd.
Then I thought, oh well, let me try something else. When last did you go to the movies?
Så prøver jeg noget. Okay, hvornår har du sidst været i biografen?
I got one person in the last year.
En person inden for det sidste år.
Went to a movie.
Havde været i biografen.
I said, okay, so when last did you take your wife out? Not other people, not church people, your wife out for dinner.
Okay, hvornår har du sidst inviteret din kone på middag? Ikke andre kirkefolk, ikke nogen i kirken, men din kone på middag.
I got very few hands.
Meget få hænder.
What's the matter with us?
Hvad er galt med os?
It's time to spread out a little.
Det er tid til, at vi spreder os lidt.
It's time to learn again.
Det er tid til at lære igen.
It's time to go to a concert.
Det er tid til at tage til koncert.
I was walking with Karen. We were on the corner in England. We were walking on the street, going round into Oxford Street, the corner of Hyde Park.
Jeg var ude at gå i London med min kone Karen, og vi kommer rundt om hjørnet ned på Oxford Street.
And she wanted to shop.
Og hun havde lyst til at shoppe.
And I'm hearing.
Og jeg hører.
Some music in a pavilion.
Musik i en pavillon.
So I said, let's just head in the direction of the music first.
Så jeg sagde, kan vi ikke gå hen mod musikken først?
So we go to the music.
Så vi går hen mod musikken.
And there is a little thing playing up there, and they got all these deck chairs sitting out.
Og der er noget der spiller, og der er en masse sådan havestol ude.
My currency is not worth a lot.
Og min valuta er ikke meget værd.
And to pay £10 for a deck chair is a lot of money.
Og betale 10 pund for at sidde ned, det er mange penge.
But we paid 20 pounds.
Men vi betalte 20 pund.
And sat down on a chair each next to each other.
Og satte os på stole ved siden af hinanden.
And listened to music for an hour.
Og lyttede til musik i en time.
And the presence of God was all over.
Guds nærvær var der.
When last did you do something new?
Hvornår har du sidst gjort noget nyt?
If you want to remain flexible and open to the Spirit of God.
Hvis du ønsker at forblive fleksibel og åben over for Guds ånd.
It's time to step out.
Så er det tid til at træde ud.
We become boring.
Vi bliver kedelige.
Don't become boring.
Lad være med at blive kedelig.
This is a church full of life.
Det her er en kirke fyldt med liv.
Come on.
Come on.
That's what we live in.
Det er det vi lever
That's
i.
That's what we talk about.
Det er det vi taler om.
That's what lives beyond the corners and the walls of this church.
Det er det der lever uden for de her kirkevægge.
So to end.
Så for at afslutte.
When I grew up in my house,
da jeg voksede op i mit hus,
my mother was very particular about how we needed to do our stuff.
Var min mor meget specifik med hvordan vi skulle gøre tingene.
We had discussions around the table most breakfast mornings.
Vi havde diskussioner om bordet de fleste morgener, vi spiste morgenmad.
That was encouraged.
Det var opmuntret.
About some theology or something that was going on in the church.
Om teologi eller noget der foregik i kirken.
That became our life every morning.
Det blev vores liv hver morgen.
But my mother.
Men min mor
would not let go of us growing up as proper men, she used to call it.
Vil ikke give slip på at vi voksede op som ordentlige mænd, kaldte hun det.
You don't lean on your chair.
Du vipper ikke på stolen.
Bah!
Ah.
Straight. Hold the fork properly.
Hold gaflen ordentligt.
There are ways of the Lord.
Der er veje fra Herren.
In this house.
I det her hus.
Treasure them.
Sæt pris på dem.
Don't break them.
Lad være med at ødelægge dem.
Don't destroy the relationships amongst you.
Ødelæg ikke relationerne iblandt jer.
Let the life of God flow out from you.
Lad Guds liv flyde ud af jer.
Can you handle that?
Kan du klare det?
This is how we hold the fork.
Det her er sådan vi holder gaflen.
This is how impact holds its fork.
Det her er sådan impact holder gaflen.
And if you're busy doing something.
Og hvis du har travlt med noget.
And somebody gives you a little clap on the back of the head.
Og nogen giver dig et lille smæk i baghovedet.
You know you're being a little stupid.
Så ved du at du opfører dig lidt dumt.
Stop it.
Stop det.
Because it's not what we do here.
For det er ikke sådan vi gør her.
We don't judge people.
Vi fordømmer ikke folk.
We don't hurt others with our words.
Vi sårer ikke andre med vores ord.
We live in fellowship with each other.
Vi lever i fællesskab med hinanden.
You've just fasted.
Du har lige, I har lige fastet.
Prayed.
Bed.
What is the ultimate expression of that?
Hvad er det ultimative udtryk af det?
Eating.
At spise.
We eat.
Vi spiser.
Because what does it do?
For hvad gør det?
Gives expression to who we are.
Det giver et udtryk til hvem vi er.
We are together.
Vi er sammen.
We are family.
Vi er familie.
We belong to one another.
Vi hører sammen.
You know the amen in the meeting happens and poof, you're out of here.
Amen, mødet er slut og så er du ude herfra.
It's not what we do.
Det er ikke det vi gør.
We have coffee.
Vi har kaffe.
We hang with one another.
Vi hænger ud med hinanden.
It's the kind of family we are.
Det er den familie vi er.
It's how we hold the fork.
Det er sådan vi holder gaflen.
Now, if you want to leave straight away and you got something to do, I understand. We're not judging you.
Hvis du har planer og skal videre, så er det okay. Vi dømmer dig ikke.
Smile.
Smil.
Jesus.
Jesus.
We thank you for your presence.
Vi takker dig for dit nærvær.
I thank you for this church.
Jeg takker dig for den her kirke.
I thank you for the glory of God in this house.
Jeg takker dig for din herlighed i det her hus.
Give expression to your life here.
Giv udtryk til dit liv her.
This is the beginning of a great season for Impact Church.
Det her er begyndelsen på en fantastisk sæson for Impact Church.
This is the start.
Det her er starten.
Of a great season for this church.
På en fantastisk sæson for den her kirke.
I prophesy over you.
Jeg profeterer det over jer.
I speak faith into you.
Jeg taler tro ind i jer.
Because it is how we ought to live with one another.
Fordi det er sådan vi skal leve med hinanden.
Thank you, Lord.
Tak, Herre.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you for hanging in with me.
Tak fordi I holdt fast med mig.
I preached too long.
Jeg har prædiket for længe.
But I needed to say what I needed to say.
Men jeg havde brug for at sige det jeg skulle sige
this
til jer.
It's not a fluffy prophetic encouragement.
Det her det er ikke en blød profetisk opmuntring.
It's an apostolic adjustment to you.
Det er en apostolsk justering.
A reminder to you.
Det er en reminder.
About who you are.
En påmindelse om hvem I er.
Live in that.
Lev i det.
Amen.
Amen.
Tak fordi du lyttede til denne uges podcast. Husk at abonnere på vores kanal, så du ikke misser den næste prædiken. Du kan også følge os på Facebook og Instagram for at se mere om, hvad der foregår i kirken. For mere info, besøg impactchurch.dk.